Hope Into Action is an amazing local organization. We're now going to have a 5-minute interview slot. So Alex and Emma, and perhaps you'd like to introduce our wonderful guests. And lead us in the next few minutes so that we can become more aware of how we can support it. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Linda from Hope Into Action, and that's Sophie, and I'm going to hand over to them first. I'm a bit shorter. Hello, thank you for giving us this time to speak to you, and we just want to start by saying thank you so much for all the support that you've given Hope Into Action Project and the house in Ipswich over the few years, and especially the volunteers who have been personally involved with the tenants. We want to share the good news that, if you don't know, that a new house has been purchased in Ipswich for the project, and it's being revamped and made ready for tenants hopefully early in 2019. And we're delighted by that. And when you see the homeless on the street, you know, some of those people may be the people who will be in this house next year. So we wanted this opportunity, as you've been so brilliant volunteering with our tenants so far, that maybe some of you may be interested in volunteering for this future house. I'm just going to hand over to Linda for a moment just to explain a little bit more about the project.
Okay. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the Hope Into Action project, here's a brief summary. So the project provides homes for the most vulnerable in society, and it's always in partnership with local churches. So our model is built on the belief that when people have a safe, secure home surrounded by genuine, loving, non-judgmental relationships, they will find the strength and motivation to make positive life changes. We welcome tenants of all faiths and of none, and of all ethnicities and sexualities.
So with that in mind, as we've already said, the volunteers, well, they are a vital part of the project. Without the volunteers, we really couldn't do the work. So Linda and I are just going to ask our volunteers, a couple of questions so they can illustrate what it's like to be a volunteer for this project.
So, Alex, what would you like to say to your church family to encourage them to consider becoming a volunteer?
When I first heard about the Hope Into Action project, just something stirred inside me, just the thought that I could reach out from church. I think sometimes when I'm here at St. Matt's, it's wonderful, got loads of lovely friends, and it's a great place to come on a Sunday, but I'm often really conscious of our parish and our town, and how many people walk past and just would be unable to come in. And last night we went out for dinner in town, and as we came back to the car, there was a man just getting inside a sleeping bag, and it was absolutely freezing. And I just thought then, you know, what can I do? But the Hope Into Action project, I would just encourage anybody that maybe feels a little stirring about it to just come and talk to one of us as a volunteer, because it's not a huge commitment. I mean, it's a commitment in terms of passion, but it's not a massive time commitment, but it's something that is so rewarding.
Okay, and Alex, could you give us an example of an experience as a volunteer that you feel helpful to share with us?
Okay, I did some individual work with one of the tenants in the house, and he was struggling with substance abuse and just having too much time on his hands. So when he didn't have things to do, the temptations were there. So we talked with him about what sort of things he really enjoyed doing, and he really loved to go to the cinema. I also love going to the cinema, so we decided that we'd meet and go to the cinema. And even on the first time that we met, it was just so, I stood at the cinema and he was texting me, saying, I'm on my way, and he just came flying in quite late. But the experience that we had time to talk, and we just had a really lovely time. And I think for him, it was just engaging with some of the things that he used to enjoy before things got really difficult for him. But I guess one of the things that I wanted to say was I also had two other planned meetings to go to the cinema with him. But both times I was stood up, and I've never been stood up in my life before. But I think what I wanted to say was that I wanted to turn up for him. You know, the second time I was pretty sure that I was going to get stood up again, possibly. But I wanted him to know that I was going to turn up and I wasn't going to believe that he wasn't going to come. So, and I think both times he had every intention of coming. He wanted to come, but just for lots of different reasons, couldn't. But I guess it's that relationship, it's that believing in somebody, believing that they can move forward, that they can break free. And that's what is so rewarding, and I'm absolutely passionate about it. And so if any of you sort of feel that you could do something like that, just have a relationship and a friendship and reaching out from church to somebody, then I would say come and talk to us, because it's amazing.
And so we're going to do the same again, but with Emma this time. So what would you like to say to your church family?
I suppose I want to say first is that it's about the passion, and also it's about not thinking that you're a wonderful person or you've got these particular gifts. It is about coming alongside somebody and just being real and showing that person that you care. And so for me, it's passion I've had for a long time of seeing people on the fringes of society, and again coming into a place like this where everything is lovely, and knowing how to bridge that gap. And so this project does offer the structure in a way. You know, it gives you that the place where you can meet people who are struggling, who have big problems, but actually are just the same as me. It could be me in that place had it been for different things. And so I guess it's about being real and about sharing someone your love and offering them a hope that things can change. I think that's about it, really.
Do you have a particular example that you'd like to share?
Yes, I can think of a few, but one person who I was working with last year, as a young girl, she was in the house, and very chaotic lifestyle, but just grabbed my heart. She was just a lovely person and had obviously suffered a great deal. And I had the privilege of meeting up with her. We met at the house, and then we just went for a long walk around town, and then had an ice cream at the park. And just a really normal time. And I still to this day don't know what difference that would have made. But I think I do truly believe that I offered her some friendship. I offered her some genuine love. I got to know her a bit more. And still in contact very, very occasionally. I see her in the street and I will chat with her, give her a hug. I think it's just grasping opportunities to get to know these lovely people underneath the horrible circumstances. And I think it's just such a privilege. So, yeah.
So, finally, just to encourage you, there is training if you become a volunteer. You would work alongside and be supported by Linda and I, so we're not just going to put you there with tenants in the house. We're going to be here after the service, so if there are any questions that we can answer, even if you have an interest, you know, we're not going to say, right, you're here, you've got to sign. Just please come and ask us, and we'd be delighted to share something that you can see we're all quite passionate about. Thank you.
So thank you, Linda, Sophie, Alex, Emma, for that and for sharing about the work. We'll be praying for Hope into Action a little bit later.